This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance and main opposition party meeting today to discuss progress of different bills in parliament. Newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Prakash South says maintaining cordial relations with friendly countries his top priority. Air pollution increases throughout the country due to forest fires at various places. And at least 56 civilians killed in fighting between army and armed rebels in Sudan. Now the news in detail. The top leaders of the ruling alliance and the main opposition party are meeting this morning to discuss the progress of different bills in the parliament. Prime Minister and Chairman of the Nepal Communist Party Maoist Centre, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, Chairman of the Nepali Congress Sherbahadur Dewa and Chairman of the Nepal Communist Party UML KP Sharma Oli will discuss to reach an agreement on the bills. According to the Prime Minister's press coordinator Sudhir Kiran Sharma, the top leaders will discuss the bill on Constitutional Council and the bill on Truth and Reconciliation and Enforced Disappeared Persons Inquiry. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed a case against 9 individuals for their alleged involvement in misappropriation in the procurement of a security printing press. Commission spokesperson Paula Dahal said the Commission yesterday lodged a case against Executive Director of Security Printing Centre Bikal Paudel and 8 others at the Special Court. The anti-graft body lodged the case demanding 690 million rupees in compensation from the accused. The others facing charge sheet include Managing Director of Engineering Marketing Concerns Private Limited, Rohit Man Pradhan, Director of MEPTEC Building Services Private Limited, Bhuvan Maharjan, and Managing Director of Consulting Firm Vastu Silpa Associates, Mitralal Gunon. Other accused in the cases are Nabin Kumar Pokhrel, who was a representative from the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology for the centre at that time, and Assistant Director and then representative of centre, Ramesh Prasad Pokhrel, who is currently working at National Information Technology Centre. Moreover, Section Officer Manikman Maharjan of National Inclusive Commission, retired accountant Ram Bahadur Buda and Siris Upadhyay, a section officer at District Coordination Committee Kathmandu, who worked at the centre, were also charged in the case. Indian Minister for External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated his Nepali counterpart Naren Prakash NP South on his appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. Via his Twitter handle, Jaishankar expressed his willingness to work together to strengthen India-Nepal's multidimensional cooperation. Similarly, Minister South has also has been extended best wishes for his success in a new role. Meanwhile, Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Navin Srivastava, paid a courtesy call on newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs, NP South, yesterday. During the meeting held at Foreign Ministry, issues of bilateral interest were discussed. Minister South expressed belief that Nepal and India have been enjoying cordial and friendly relations for long and it would be further strengthened in the days ahead. On the occasion, Ambassador Srivastava congratulated Minister South and extended best wishes for his successful tenure. Earlier yesterday, President Ramchandra Paudil had administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs, Naren Prakash South, amid a special ceremony at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas. During the same program, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda administered the oath of office and secrecy to State Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Nanda Chapain. Assuming the office, newly appointed Foreign Minister NP South said government would continue cordial relations with its neighbours. He further said Nepal would remain a peace-loving and peace-promoting country in the world. 2 bills originated in the National Assembly have been tabled in the meeting of the House of Representatives seeking deliberation on them. House of Representatives Secretary Gopalnath Yogi tabled the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Third Amendment 2077 Bikram Samvat and Corruption Control Bill, First Amendment 2077 Bikram Samvat, along with a message on the bills from the Upper House. Similarly, the meeting also approved a proposal seeking consideration on bill related to security, printing 2077 Bikram Samvat with a message received from the National Assembly. Earlier in the House meeting, lawmakers drew the government's attention towards various contemporary issues. President Ramchandra Paudel has granted permission to deploy Nepal Army for the security management of the upcoming by-elections. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Office of the President said President Paudel allowed the deployment of the Nepal Army at the recommendation of the Cabinet. The by-elections will be held in Tanahu Constituency No. 1, Bara Constituency No. 2 and Chitwan Constituency No. 2 on the 23rd of April. Air pollution has increased throughout the country due to the forest fires at various places in the last few days. The Department of Environment said atmospheric pollution had increased across the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley, due to the wildfires. According to the department, the air pollution measurement stations in the Kathmandu Valley yesterday showed Kathmandu's air quality index to be at 160. People with health vulnerabilities are at risk when the air quality index is more than 50, and it is hazardous to all people when it is more than 100. Air quality index above 300 is said to be highly hazardous. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the stakeholders to postpone the decision on imposing a tax on share premium amount sold through the further public offering FPO. The Prime Minister has asked for a long-term solution to be found for this issue after concerns were raised by business leaders. The Office of the Auditor General's 58th annual report suggested that companies that issue FPOs should pay the tax amount. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has stressed the need for regularly updating the curriculum of technical education as per the market demand. During an interaction organized by the Education Ministry with the officials of CTEVT, Minister Sharma said the market demand in IT was rapidly changing. She said the curriculum should be updated accordingly. She also urged to produce highly skilled human resources in the IT sector and ensure jobs for middle-skilled human resources as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 56 civilians have been killed in fighting between the Army and Rapid Support Forces, RSF, paramilitary group. Citing the Sudanese Doctors Union, the Al Jazeera says dozens of soldiers have suffered casualties and at least 595 people have been wounded across the country. Fighter jets were witnessed across various parts of Khartoum, seemingly targeting RSF locations using airstrikes. Residents report heavy airstrikes on paramilitary positions in and around Khartoum. The RSF says it is in control of the presidential palace, Khartoum airport and other vital facilities. However, the army has denied the claims. 16 people have died and 9 others have been injured in a fire that broke out in a residential building in Dubai's Al Ras area. According to the BBC, the blaze occurred on the 4th floor of the 5-storey building, which is located in one of Dubai's oldest neighbourhoods and is home to many migrant workers and traders. The BBC quoted the Dubai Civil Defence as saying the cause of fire was a lack of compliance with building security and safety requirements. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the country, rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Top leaders of ruling alliance and main opposition party meeting today to discuss progress of different bills in parliament. Newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs, Naren Prakash South, says maintaining cordial relations with friendly countries his top priority. Air pollution increases throughout the country due to forest fires at various places, and at least 56 civilians killed in fighting between army and armed rebels in Sudan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.